I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Connecticut Garden Journal. Watering is key during this hot, dry stretch of weather we're in right now. But one crop I don't have to worry about in this heat is sweet potatoes. Sweet potato is a tropical South American vine in the morning glory family. It's often confused with yams. Yams are actually another tropical root that's seldom grown or found in our country. Sweet potato varieties can be soft or firm. The soft varieties were referred to as yams by African slaves because they reminded them of the yams growing back in their homeland. The name stuck, but really, they're all just sweet potatoes. Sweet potatoes are easy to grow on well-drained, loose soil. Keep the seedling plants, or slips, well-watered the first few weeks. After that, the vines take over, creating a beautiful ground cover. The leaves are edible and often used in Asian cooking. While you'll find sweet potato ornamental varieties aplenty in garden centers, for the best tuber production, grow varieties such as Beauregard and Centennial. Start harvesting once the foliage yellows, but before the frost has blackened the vines. Wait for a dry day and with a shovel or iron fork, carefully dig the tubers, not bruising the delicate skin. Leave the harvested tubers on top of the soil for a few hours to dry. Cure your sweet potatoes in an 80-degree, well-ventilated room for 10 days to transform the starches into sugars. Store them in a 55-degree room for months. If your sweet potato tubers have black discoloration on the skin, that's a disease called scurf. Although unsightly, the tubers are still edible. Next week on the Connecticut Garden Journal, I'll be talking about tuberous begonias. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.